From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders agree on a plan to send thousands of migrants to Turkey. In exchange, Turkey would get certain political concessions and financial aid. The EU would pay Turkey to take back migrants who do not qualify for asylum in Greece. Tens of thousands of other refugees would be spread out evenly across the EU. Sudan is threatening to close its border with neighboring South Sudan. It says South Sudan is supporting rebels fighting the Sudanese government. A senior assistant to President Omar al-Bashir Thursday aired the accusation and border warning. The foreign minister of South Sudan, though, denies his government is supporting rebels of the Sudan People's Liberation Army. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says atrocities committed by the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria amount to genocide.
My purpose in appearing before you today is to assert that in my judgment, Daesh is responsible for genocide against groups in areas under its control, including Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims.
That genocide declaration Thursday means the United States could prosecute any Islamic State member in the U.S., but it does not obligate any specific action against the extremist group. The Islamic State group has lost 22% of its territory in the past 15 months. That's according to the monitoring group IHS James. Top U.S. defense officials say Russia's military intervention in Syria failed to achieve its stated goals and likely lowered Russia's standing in the region. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told members of the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday Russia prolonged the Syrian civil war and failed to focus its fight on the Islamic State group. This is VOA News.